this election seems to be boiling down to who you're voting against. And it seems that a lot of Republicans in Washington, including myself, can't imagine and don't want to imagine Hillary Clinton as president. Hillary Clinton is somebody who's come through the process of corruption in Washington, is the most corrupt person in the history of the United States to get this close to the presidency, including by leaps and bounds Warren Harding. Okay, she is by far the most corrupt person. She's been involved in activities that, frankly, I was put in prison for, and that I was in prison with other people who did other things that she did. So, you know, when Donald Trump last night said, you're right, when she said it's a good thing Donald Trump isn't in charge of the justice system, and he said, because you'd be in jail, that's probably true.
Are you referring to the Clinton Foundation?
Yes, I'm referring specifically to the Clinton Foundation.
I was going to ask you about that.
And what seems to be a very clear pattern of her allowing donors special access and maybe results, but by the way, special access was all that it took in my scandal to get people into a prison. And she was clearly selling special access. Her staff, Cheryl Mills, Huma Abedin, were very involved in facilitating donors getting special access. Forget about whether they got results, because that's not really the metric. The metric is, are you using your public service to do something for somebody in exchange for a quid pro quo? And there seems to be very little doubt there is. We won't really know this until there's a change of administrations, perhaps to a Trump administration, who'd be willing to actually look into it. It's shameful what seems to have gone on with the FBI and the Justice Department in this administration. But I'm telling you, I was sitting in prison with a man who worked in the State Department, who allowed some of his emails, some of the confidential emails, to get on his private email account, and off he went to prison for a year. So the bottom line is that Hillary Clinton not even being prosecuted, to me, is an outrage. And she is by far, not only when she's running for president and she was Secretary of State, but I saw when she was a senator, the Clintons have a different standard of corruption and they get away with it. Now, I'm not saying too bad I didn't get away with it and too bad others don't get away with it. People shouldn't get away with it. And I paid a price for that. But she is not paying a price for that. And she has done it blithely, and she's made hundreds of millions of dollars in the process of doing this, or at least to her foundation.
So I just want to put a finer point on this. Their side would always say, or a lot of people who defend the Clintons, that, look, yes, she did some meetings with some people, maybe helped facilitate through the Clinton Foundation donors or whatnot. But they didn't get anything. This is part of her business.
Doing the meetings is getting something. People who understand government and understand clients and understand access in this town understand that when you give money and you get a meeting, you're getting the ask. Okay, you may not get the result, or you may get the result, by the way. In some cases, apparently, they did. But just getting the meeting, getting the access, getting use of government public service employees, public employees, okay, by virtue of your contributions, that is special access. That may not be statutory bribery, but that is certainly, absolutely, honest services fraud, without question. Even by the ruling of the court that defined and restricted the scope of honest services fraud, since that's one of the things I was in prison for, I've become very knowledgeable about it. And anybody who looks at that and says, well, that's perfectly okay, is either lying because they're trying to support Hillary, hypocritical, or they just don't understand what's going on in Washington.
What do you think the Clintons get out of the foundation?
Is this money?
Yeah.
Money. Lots and lots of money. A lifestyle that's unbelievable. They live like they're billionaires. And that's what they get out of it. And they get importance and they get control. So the Clintons get an awful lot personally out of the foundation. And even, by the way, even if one were to make the argument that all of the money that she extracted and he extracted from these world leaders in exchange for the favors they did in the State Department went to altruistic purposes, that is still improper. That was exactly what happened with me. I asked people to give money to foundations that were actually doing things for people, and it was still considered to be inappropriate and improper.